This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to juz number 27. Juz 27 is in the middle of Surah Dhariyat, and what it has is a story of the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he had the angels come to him and telling him that they're going to destroy the city of Lut alayhi salam. And he tries to reason with them, but Allah's already decided he's going to destroy that city. And then he tells us one after the other that the same thing happened. Musa alayhi salam's people, they didn't listen, they got destroyed. Ad and Thamud, both of them. And then he talks about Nuh alayhi salam and his people. And what he tells us is, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Ayah number 50, run to Allah. And it's repeated twice to tell us that إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, I'm a clear warner to you and telling you to run towards Allah. And Allah tells us that وَذَكِّرْ, carry on reminding the believers, because the reminder will continue to benefit the believers. And we need to continue to keep this reminder up, because this gives us a lot of energy to carry on with life. And Allah tells us the purpose of it was that He created the human and the jinns because they're supposed to be in service of Allah. This is ayah number 56. Come to Surah Tur. And in Surah Tur again, Allah asks us, He tells us about Jannah, and some of the qualities He tells us is that we'll be able to eat and drink inside there without having any worry. And number 19, He tells us that we'll be reclining in there, we'll have, you know, people that will keep us always happy there. In fact, Allah tells us that our family members who will believe in this message, the person who reaches the highest abode in Jannah, Allah will make all the rest of the family members join him in that abode. This is ayah number 21, which is a very positive thing. So it's not all negative things in the akhirah. There's a lot of positive things, and there's a lot of description about this, where people will even question one another, and they'll say, you know, how were we on the earth? And they will say that we used to fear about this day and about the day of judgment and so on. And today Allah has saved us from the fire, and He's given us all, you know, He's accepted our du'as and so on. This is all around ayah number 26, 27, 28 and so on. And thereafter Allah gives many questions to the people who are denying this, and asks them, you know, look at your own creation, how you were created. Do you think that these gods have even created the heavens and the earth? Do you think that people have got people have got a way of getting over this sort of message and asking these questions in a wrongful sort of manner? So Allah carries on asking these questions, and finally He says to the believer of this, wasbir, have patience. Because Allah is watching everything, and continue to do your tasbih and, you know, following suit with what you need to do. And Allah is, you know, sort of leave the rest to Allah. We come to Surah Najm, Surah number 53, and it opens up with the Mi'raj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went from Makkah all the way to Jerusalem. From Jerusalem he went to the heavens, and from the heavens he came all the way back. And a lot of it is captured about the closeness and the proximity he had with Jibreel alayhi salam on that night. And after mentioning Mi'raj, what Allah does is He tells His people that what they've got left with them is suspicion. See, a lot of the philosophy that we've got on this earth, a lot of it's following conjecture and suspicion. This is mentioned in ayah number 28. He then tells us who this Lord is, and He tells us He's the one who makes us laugh, He makes us cry, He gives us life, He gives us death. It's ayah number 43, 44. We're going to return back to Him and only to Him. We will take our actions back to Him. He's the one who created the male and the female. He's the one that will create the new creation of the Day of Judgment. And we're going to all be in front of Him and summoned in front of Him on the Day of Judgment. Now we then come to Surah Al-Qamar. And Surah Qamar, which is Surah number 54, again touches on all of these past predecessors we had of the prophets. So Nuh alayhi salam. And we have the people of Hud alayhi salam, the people of Thamud, and the people of Lut. All of them, one by one, how they denied the messages and how they were destroyed, and then finally Fir'aun. And what Allah tells us about this is that Akuffarukum khayrun min ulaikum? This is the question, ayah number 43. Do you think that the disbelievers of your time are any different from the disbelievers of that time? Are they any better in any way? So Allah's giving this question for all the listeners to listen to this and to believe in what is the truth. And finally he says that وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٌ وَكَبِيرٌ مُسْتَطَرٌ. Every single small thing and every large thing that you've got, everything's written down. And everything will be found in his final detail on the Day of Judgment. And lucky are going to be the ones who are going to be in Jannah, by rivers, sitting in a place of truthfulness, next to a proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the last sort of verses of Surah Qamar. Then we come to Surah Rahman, which is Surah number 55. And this Surah we know as the repetition of فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah asked that question about 31 times in this Surah. And why he does that is because it is a question that he's going to ask us on the Day of Judgment. What will you deny of the gifts that I've given to you? So he tells us about the gifts. He tells us about the heavens, the earth, the skies, the sun, the moon, the time he created, the plants he gave us, the fruits he gave us. Then from those fruits, what we do is that we move it across the seas, we benefit one another, we trade on these fruits, and we're able to take things out of the oceans as pearls, and we're able to sort of sail these ships and so on. All these things he discusses in the beginning of Surah Rahman, and he keeps on saying to us, which one of your Lord's gifts will you deny? Because then he says to us, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ, everything on this whole earth will come to an end except for Allah. And he keeps on asking us, which one of your Lord's gifts will you deny? Why? Because on that day we're going to have to tell him, why did we deny and why did we move away from this message? And Allah then depicts about the people of hellfire and then about the people of Jannah. And he says, the people who will actually fear Allah from this world, Allah will give them two Jannahs. Why? One will be the Jannah of the next world, and one will be the peace that you feel in your heart in this world with a peaceful atmosphere and a surrounding. That is also a Jannah that Allah gives to a person on this earth. And that is ayah number 45, 47 and so on. You look at that, you will find it. And what you find is there's a lot of description of Jannah towards the end of this surah. Then Surah Waqiyah comes, Surah number 56. And Surah Waqiyah, Allah describes that on the Day of Judgment, there's going to be three different parties. There are going to be those who will be the people of the right. There will be those who will be the people of the left. And there will be those who will be the forthcoming people who will be racing ahead, the first of the first. So as for the people of the right, they will be people who will experience a lot of goodness that Allah will give them, bunches of fruits and close things, with a lot of a shade in Jannah and a lot of water that will spill towards them that they can enjoy from, and the fruits. And as for the people of the left side, they will be in a lot of smoke of hellfire, heat. They will not have any comfort whatsoever. And they were the people who continuously sinned again and again on this earth, even though they knew that they shouldn't do it. And in between, what Allah does, He tells us about those people who are really forward, meaning that these people are the closest to Allah, and Allah will give them things beyond or better than the people of the right. And He asks us a certain question, that are we really the people who are in control of creating one another? This is in ayah number 57. Are we really people who control and create the crops that we eat from? Ayah number 64. Are we really the people who bring the waters from the skies? Ayah number 68. Are we people who actually create fire? Have we got the power to do that without Allah's permission? Ayah number 72. And He tells us all these things. Why? Because He wants us to think about the qudra and the power He's given us, because of which we use, and then we sort of drift off from the pathway. And He tells us right towards the end of it about those people at the time of death, when the whole soul will come to the throat of a person, what consequences we'll see. Because at that time, even if you were to have people around you, they can't save you from you leaving this earth. It's a death that will come. And again, we split into these three things. Either we're going to be the people who are close to Allah, or with the people who've just about made it, or the people who've actually lost ourselves, and we're the people who denied this message. We come to the last surah of this whole juz, which is Surah Hadid. And Surah Hadid really picks up on this part where Those Muslims who are true Muslims, they will find salvation by being with the prophets on the Day of Judgment, and they will find a light that will guide them across the Sirat, to the bridge that crosses hellfire, right to Jannah. But those people who are munafiqs and they didn't have the true belief, they will be left without any light, and they will not be able to find their way, and they will call on to the believers to try and help them to try and find their pathway, and it will be said to them to stay back, and a doorway will be brought up between the real believers and the hypocrites of this ummah, where they will be separated from one another. And the ayah ends by telling us that, you know, Allah says sabiqu, that the surah ends by telling us about running towards Allah's forgiveness, running towards his Jannah, and that all of this whole life is game, pastimes, playing, trying to show that we've got a better over one another, pride and having a lot of wealth and a lot of children and so on. This sums up the entire life. This is in ayah number 20 of that surah, and more or less that's the summary of that surah. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين.